Our World Cup Share Shootout League is coming to an end, unfortunately. It's been so much fun as we enter the quarter-final phase of the tournament. Only one position on the table remains to be decided, that of the top spot. Unfortunately, Adrian Saville of Cannon Asset Managers finishes bottom of the table after he failed to predict England's nail-biting penalty shootout victory over Colombia. Who could blame him for going with Colombia when it is England who tend to choke like the Proteas on the big stage, but they surprised everyone with that penalty shootout, and now we have to endure the hubris of the English media for the next week at least. Well, it means he's tied with Sasfin's David Shapiro on 4 points, who edges him on goal difference by a single goal. Luckily, Belgium only beat England 1-0 in the match he failed to predict. 27-4's Nadir Torkan has secured third place. He sits on 6 points, having successfully predicted Brazil's round of 16 victory over Mexico. And he's tied with today's guest, Anthea Gardner of Cartesian Capital, who jumped into second spot after she predicted Le Bleu 4-3 over Argentina. I went the other way, and she's got a game in hand and an opportunity to tie with our league leader Pietri Redlinghuis of Hoeranje Capital, who has 3 from 3. Anthea has already chatted about ArcelorMittal and Total SA, and today she's going with Le Bleu again, who will be taking on Uruguay at the time that this interview airs. Well, Anthea, that game last Saturday really tied for my game of the tournament, with Belgium's comeback against Spain right up there. Well played. I was going Argentina all the way. I thought they were going to bring their A game. But France were just too good.
And what an exciting game, Michael. So many goals. Yeah, it was a great game, wasn't it?
It really was. And I think for me, it showed a younger spine in that France team with the likes of Kylian Mbappe and Pogba they're going to be global superstars for the next two tournaments at least. So it was a bit of a changing of the guard for me. Before we talk about why you're back in France again, I just wanted to share with you how next week is going to work. Ahead of the semi-finals, we're going to have first play fourth and second play third, with the winners going through to Friday's final to predict the winner of the World Cup. So unless France win by 5 goals against Uruguay, it looks like you'll be playing Nadir Torkan on Tuesday. So this is for pride more than anything else. And you've got some serious French pride going on. Why the love affair with France?
So I lived in France for a while, and I own property there. I speak French. And in fact, my company name is related to a French mathematician and philosopher, René Descartes.
Well, there's a trio of reasons there for Le Tricolore. And excuse my terrible French. If you can speak it, I'm quite frightened of how we're going to pronounce your company name tonight. Before we do that, you've picked the French to once again put one over Uruguay. And I think a lot of people might think, oh, that's a step too far, until I saw the fact that Cavani is out. And it was really his masterclass against Portugal that sealed it for me. So I think it's 50-50. Why do you think France are going to beat Uruguay?
Michael, I'm afraid I think it is going to be a very close game. So again, I'm playing this one with my heart. I cannot not back France. That's the absolute truth. It's going to be nail-biting and close, but we'll see.
Well, you've got 5 goals to catch up to finish up in that top spot, so we'll have to see how it goes. You've gone with one of the largest hypermarket chains in the world. I'll let you pronounce it. What's the stock you're picking tonight?
Okay, so I've chosen Carrefour, or as my colleagues some say, Carrefour. So it is one of the largest hypermarket chains. It's currently, the share would be considered to be very much undervalued. It's on a current PE of 17 times compared to its 5-year historic average of 29. And then yesterday they announced this deal with Tesco. So, I mean, they're traditional retail, and when I say traditional, this business started in 1960s in a small town called Annecy, near Lake Annecy, which, it's tiny, but grown. You know, they've got 1,500 hypermarkets and 1,200 smaller shops. They also own something called Retail Wheat, which means 8 to 8. So the same naming convention as, remember, 7-Eleven stores?
Yes.
Except the quality of product is much better. Some of the little stores even have their own bakeries, which I think probably is suboptimal for small stores, but it does seem to work. I know I use them a lot. So yeah, that's where I'm going. The share price is currently around 14 euros, and I've seen analysts put out price targets of anything between 24 to 27 euros, which is almost doubling of the share. I think why really the share is trading so cheaply is because, one, retailers are under pressure. There's been a number of joint corporate ventures of late, and really I think that is to kind of combat, if you like, the online retailer. And then you'll see consumer spending in Europe and the UK is quite tough. So Carrefour are teaming up with Tesco. And I think the reason, or I know the reason they're doing it, because they've told us, is really to get corporate buying power. You know, it's all about economies of scale.
Economies of scale to fight almost an entente cordiale against the wrath of Amazon.
Absolutely. And not only that, but if you remember last week when Steinhoff, or was it this week, Steinhoff put out their results, and the Pepco Poundland kind of discounted group, or what they call Pepco Europe, I mean, their EBITDA growth was 28% in the 6 months. And I really think that's exactly what's happening, is that people are shopping at cheaper places. You've also seen Lidl and Aldi in the UK doing pretty, and Germany doing pretty much the same thing. There's also a German company that's called Metro. They've teamed up with Casino, which is actually used to be Weetabix's big competitor in France. They're called the company Horizon. So you're seeing the traditional retailers come together, pretty much like Tesco and Carrefour announced yesterday, to get this economies of scale and buying power to put pressure on their suppliers.
It's not good news for suppliers if you are supplying into those value chains. You've got Amazon and the 800-pound gorilla in the room of the online retailers coming to squeeze you on the one hand, and now you've got the big brick-and-mortar retailers squeezing you by joining forces on the other. So not a good time to be a supplier into any of these companies. Tesco, interestingly enough, does have a bit of a link through to South Africa, because its former CEO was the current CEO of Pick and Pay, Richard Brasher.
That's right.
And he's done a fairly good job at Pick and Pay. Their last results certainly indicate that his long-term strategy is one of stripping out costs and driving efficiencies through that business is really starting to pay dividends. If we're to look at the investment case of Carrefour from a valuation perspective, as you say, trading at significant almost discount to its long-term PE here. Is that for a reason? Is there any risk in the share at the moment that perhaps we're not seeing at the moment?
No, so I think it's the other way around, Michael. I think the share is trading cheaply because of what we have seen historically. With, as you say, the big online retailers, and that really has been the problem. I think going forward, the new CEO of Carrefour has announced things like a big transformation plan, which he's aiming to strip out 2 billion euros of costs by 2020, and investing 2.8 billion euros in the e-commerce platform. So I think that's where the upside is. The fact that it is depressed because of historic reasons, and hopefully the upside is still to come.
And that online partnership, I believe, is with Tencent, which we know very well. Naspers's amazing home run that keeps on giving. So it, once again, has a roundabout connection through to us here on the JSE. How does one access Carrefour?
So as far as I know, you'd have to buy it in Europe on Euronext.
On Euronext, or once again, go and talk to Anthea Gardner at Cartesian Capital and she'll be able to set it up for you. Anthea, Carrefour's slogan has been J'ai optimisme, and I thought you were being a little too optimistic about France, as I said, until that Cavani injury news came out. So I think it is 50-50. Good luck.
Thank you, Michael.
That was Anthea Gardner of Cartesian Capital calling Le Bleu of Uruguay. And that's a wrap for Classic Business this week. For what it's worth, my money is on Brazil over Belgium later on. And, well, France, Uruguay, it is very tough to call, but I'm just going to go with Uruguay to be contrarian. Carolyn Stain with a classic cocktail hour Friday double bill up next on Classic 102.7. Good night. Tot ziens. Dobre noci.